Well, I just muted you, so I can't hear your voices again, but I want to tell you, when I hear your voices come on, it actually gives strength to me. I know when Brother Kenneth Hagin was sick, as he was a boy, 17 years old, and he was on the bed of affliction, as he said, all those months, he said that just when another person would come in the room, it would bring strength to him. And I know that we bring strength to each other. Hearing your voices and hearing those beautiful accents gives me such joy and strength. And I heard someone say Hibbing, Minnesota. I remember some of the coldest weather I've ever endured was in Hibbing, Minnesota, but we had some of the most powerful meetings. And many of you who called in from Minnesota may have been in Hibbing in those times. It just was wonderful to hear you and think about you when you call in. We have lots of people, it seems, calling in today. I only counted 42 states, only, that's a lot. But sometimes we have 45, 46. I probably miss some of them. But just so thankful to hear you and thankful to hear all the Merry Christmas greetings. And this is the Christmas time. I love the Christmas time. I don't know how many of you have been watching our BVOVN, which is on Dish Network, and it's on Roku and all other places. And I've been going through why we do celebrate on the December 25th. And it's not because of some pagan holiday. And if you'll listen to those or... Now, for instance, the next three Wednesdays, we will not have a stream live prayer because our tech people had to go on vacation. But like today, for instance, we will have prayer at Prayer Mountain, but it will not be stream live. But if you stream on, if you go on to billybram.org, they're going to play for you some of these wonderful that we got such an anointing when we were recording them. And so it's why... It's right for us to celebrate on December 25th, and it has to do about, well, you'll just have to listen to it and or watch it. And then also about the wise men, how they are connected to Daniel, such wonderful things that we consider this season. And I always say years ago when I used to go into Soviet Russia and we had to run from the KGB, we'd have underground church. And in the underground churches, if the KGB came and they found you having an underground meeting, you'd have to go to jail for 5 years. If you had any, the preachers would have to go to jail for 5 years. And if there were any young people there under the age of 18 that you'd brought to church, you would have to go to jail for 5 years. So when I came home, well, I'll have to go back. I was there in January, and I looked out the window, because people did look out the window to see if anybody was following us, and there in the windowsill was one icicle, one of those silver flat ones. And I knew that they had had to clean up after having Christmas because it was against the law to have Christmas. And there was some evidence they had missed. So thank God we don't have to have evidence against us because we celebrate Christmas. And I'm so glad Merry Christmas is back and Happy Hanukkah, and we can be who we are. Our tech man, Don Maxwell, told the most wonderful story, and I told it on air, I think it was Wednesday, I'm not sure. But his father is upwards of 90, and he has a sister who lives by herself. And so he asked his father, who's looking in on Aunt so-and-so? And he said, well, her family does, of course, her children, but she has two neighbors, they're brothers, and they're Jewish, and they check on her all the time, every day. And when Sunday comes, they take her to church, and then they don't go in themselves. They're Jewish, and when church is over, they come back and pick her up. And I thought, oh, how wonderful, how marvelous is that? Just a little piece, a little bit of what's happening between Christians and Jews right now, and we're so very, very thankful. And as I wanted to read God's Word translation, this morning of our scripture, first of all, I encourage you to make petitions, prayers, intercessions, and prayers of thanks for all people, for rulers, and for everyone who has authority over us. Pray for these people so that we can have a quiet and peaceable life, always lived in a godly and reverent way, this is good and pleases God our Savior. And so let's please God our Savior right now. Let's lift up to Him together the heads of state of the United States and Israel and the governing bodies. Oh, Heavenly Father, it says that we're to thank You. I'm so thankful to You, Father, that Israel has come back, has been born again. It is a nation that, just like You said, Your word is so true. You said You would bring them back, You would establish them. And we are that blessed, blessed people that get to watch this, that get to see this, that get to go to Israel and these wonderful modes of travel. And there we see people that You brought back from Europe, and You brought back from Africa, and You brought back from Asia, and You brought back from all around this globe, South America. You brought the Jews home. We want to thank You for it, Father. We want to give You glory, and we want to thank You for their leaders. They are a democracy. We know that the best government is when God's at the head of it and God alone. But now, until that happens, we do thank You for this form of government that most of us on this call enjoy, our people from Canada, our people from America. And, oh, Lord, we're just thankful for that. You said to give thanks, and I'm thankful that Israel can freely elect, dear Father, and that they have biblical values. And, dear Lord, we just do thank You for every person, every leader in the United States and Israel who honors God and honors the Bible. How thankful we are, and we ask You to bless them, protect them, give them wisdom. We do thank You, Father, for some things that have happened, some enactments. I personally am thankful, and I think probably most on this call, we're thankful for the tax cut, but we're so thankful, Father, that there could have been some unity in bringing this forth. We pray for unity in our government. We pray, dear Father, that people won't be so party conscious, and they won't be so oh, Ramasita, La Donde, De Macalatia, De Catania, divided. We pray for unity, the unity that brings strength in Israel and the unity that brings strength in America. We do thank You, Lord, that these seasons, this Hanukkah season, this Christmas season, that people will think of the reasons for them and the biblical reason for them, Father, and that love will prevail. We thank You so much, Father, in the name above all names, for our leaders. And I'm sure that you all will pray more for them as your prayer day goes on. Ronnie Levy has sent us a prayer report, request. I think he would call it, it's a MGDOL report. But it seems to me that he is recognizing that we have our Wednesday call and that things go better when we get our MGDOL work lifted up in prayer by our Wednesday prayer group. And so he sent this one today to Ethan Cerrone and to me. The past 10 days were good. We have fenced off our property and marked our boundaries. Parentheses. We had to do it due to increased construction activity in the half mile around our property and occasional usage of our property without permission, which I had to put an end to, in parentheses. We are already counting 8 or 9 days into the 15 days of publishing our easements. As of today, no objections were deposited. 3 exclamation points. I was driving home yesterday, and it came up in my spirit, no objections, no objections. And that is exactly what we have seen with the publishing of this thing in Israel, which you have to do. There have been no objections from the citizens of MGDOL, the town in which we are building our MGDOL Ardbel Prayer and Study Center. Ronnie goes further. Let us pray for continuous favor. Another update will come next Wednesday. So praise the Lord. He's keeping us and keeping the prayers right up. Now, he asked us to pray for favor. And so we have a scripture we can stand on. Proverbs 3:4. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. This term, mercy and truth, appears in the Bible together often. In the Hebrew, it's chesed, mercy, va, and emet, truth. Chesed va emet. Let not mercy and truth, chesed va emet, forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. For a long time, I have watched this phrase appear in the Bible, and I have wanted to make necklaces with those words on it. And so I did. I designed the necklace at Shorashim Bookstore. They had it made up, and they sold it. And I've always intended it to offer it to our Christians, my Christian friends here in America and around the world, but I haven't done it. And he actually told us, bind these things, mercy, chesed, emet, around your neck. Write them upon the table of your heart. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And so, Father, in the name above all names, thank you for chesed, for emet, for mercy, and for truth. And it says here that we shall thus, if we hold on to these values of God's mercy and God's truth, that we shall find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. This is what we need in Migdal, Israel. We need favor in the sight of the men there, and good understanding in the sight of the men and the councils and the people with whom we have to do. Oh, Lord God, we believe you for this favor and good understanding so that we can proceed quickly with your blessing and with man's blessing. In the name above all names, we ask it. The very next verse in Proverbs 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. That word acknowledge doesn't mean you just get up in the morning and say, I acknowledge you, Lord, I acknowledge you, Lord. It means in all of your ways, in all of your paths, in all of your going about today, December 20th, know him. That word acknowledge comes from the intimate knowing as a man and wife. Have intimate conversation with him, intimate walk with him, and he shall direct your paths. We claim this too, Lord, for Migdal Arbel Prayer and Study Center. We're trusting in you with all of our hearts. We're leaning not to our own understandings. And in all of our ways concerning this, we acknowledge you and trust you to direct our paths, to direct Ethan's path, his thought path even, to direct Ronnie's path, his thought path even, and mine, Lord, and all the people that are concerned with this, direct our paths. And we know that on a path you make progress. And so we're asking you for progress, direction as we go. We're so glad things are going well, and we thank you for it. We have come to Christmas time. It's so wonderful. And we've been looking at the scriptures, why Jesus came. He came to be Emmanuel. He came to save us. He came to declare God's wonderful personality of love and compassion But this is the one thing that I really have had emphasized in my heart. This is the scripture that's been emphasized to me. It's 1 John 1:8. In the King James it says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." In the English Standard Version it says, "The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil." And I'm thinking about that this Christmas season. Right here in Branson, we've discovered kind of like a theft ring that came to town and even hijacked a woman's car. And she was in it at a stoplight. And they used a gun and pulled her out and took the car and everything she had. But there's been a kind of a string of robberies. Well, when we found out that they were, they were organized. And so out at Prayer Mountain, as soon as we found out about it, we're starting to take authority. We are taking our authority right now, and we're going to stop it. But there's a lot of scams going around at Christmas time and robberies and credit card thefts and all kinds of things. We don't have authority over men, but we have authority over demons. So if there are demons behind a man's doing something, if there are demons behind it, this theft ring, then we can keep them from operating in our seat of authority, in our realm of authority, in our habitational authority. And so, as you well know, in this same realm, we have knowledge of, people have told us, and we ourselves know that there are plans to cause trouble from terrorist groups during the holiday seasons, during Hanukkah, during Christmas, during New Year's, that they have plots and plans to do harm against our religions, you might say, during our religious holidays. So I'm reading this today. This is the scripture we stand on many times when we pray. I'm reading this today from God's Word translation. No creature, this is Hebrews 4:13, no creature can hide from God. Everything is uncovered and exposed for him to see. Now let's pray and let's do our authority. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, we know there's much skullduggery going. We know there's much plotting. We know there's much inciting to evil. Even sermons preached to individuals to rise up, to groups, to make evil during these days. You see them, Father. It is written. No creature can hide from you. You know every one of them. You know where they are. You know who's behind it. Now, Father, we also know that since Satan gave over his authority, he's the prince of the power of the air, and his cohorts are behind this. But we also know that all authority was given to our Savior, and he gave it to us. We are told to rule and reign. We are told that when you quickened him, you quickened us. And so, Father, here we come together praying this prayer from Ephesians chapter 1. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our heart, our understanding, be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness, the dunamis, of your power toward us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power which you wrought in him when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, authority, might, and dominion. You put everything under his feet, and you gave him to be head over all, to the ecclesia, the church which is his body, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we, who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, when he quickened the head, he quickened the body. When he raised the head, he raised the body. When he seated the head, he seated the body. He seated us in him. And now, all principality, power, might, and dominion is under our feet. And you have told us what to do with this authority, Lord. You told us in Romans 5:17 that they who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness are to rule in life through one Jesus Christ. And so here we are. We're asking you, every plot you see, everything you know, all that's bare and open to you, we're asking you to do something about it. We're asking you to cause it to come to naught. We know we have to ask you. We know, as John Wesley said, a man on earth has got to ask you. And so we ask you. Dear Father, I have habitational authority, and many on this line, right here in Branson, Missouri. And those evil spirits that are behind that theft ring, we tell you in Jesus' name, you get out of our town. We bind you. You cannot operate here in the name above all names. And you spirits that would attempt to depress people during this Christmas season, individuals in their houses, you with your Rostamakaya, your depressive Rostamakaya, in the name above all names, we bind you, we paralyze you. Poverty, spirits of poverty, in the name above all names, you who have come against people, binding them from the blessings God would intend upon them. Holy Father, in the name above all names, we lift up people, Father. We lift up the people that darkness would tempt to cloud their brow, that darkness would tempt to ishimanakara, to worry them even about Christmas. Lord, in the name above all names, I'm praying that you'll speak to your people to bless and show them where to bless, and show them families that need blessing and people that need blessing, even that need money, even that need warmth and, oh, Rostamakaya, the basics of life. In the name above all names, help us to be your hand extended, Lord. Father, I'm asking you for myself. When I'm out and about, show me who to give something to. Show me how I can help someone. In the name above all names, we pray. Father, we worship and adore you. I have an upcoming trip. I have promised Marie-Elaine in France that I will go there for their prayer conference in Europe in March. And I believe I'm supposed to go to Brussels as well. Our dear friend in Belgium, would you please pray about this? I have not yet made my Brussels contacts, and I used to have them all in a row, know where to go, know what to do. For years and years, I went to Brussels one or two times a year. So I'm contacting Liliane Rude, who's now in Congo. I'll be talking to her, and I want you to pray right now with me about this trip. Heavenly Father, On this going to Brussels and France, I do ask you for every detail to come clear to me, and I especially lift up the Brussels part right now, Lord, that you would show me what to do and where to go. We have an upcoming Israel trip in May, and going over into the first part of June. Oh, Rabasita, Father, in these travels, in these places, I do ask you to take over the planning. I do ask you to put it in our hearts of what to do. And I'm asking you for some different things on this Israel trip, Lord. I sense that you're Samarataska Tonyani Kalabrate. There's some places that we have not yet on the agenda that you want us to go. I'm asking you, Lord, to plan this Israel trip in Jesus' holy name, that we'll be in the right place at the right time, that the right people will come, those people that you want to join us in Israel, those people that you want to bless by taking them through Israel and them to be a blessing in Israel. Oh, Father, we do pray for, we do acknowledge you. We, in all of our ways, in our ways here in, at home in America, we want to have a fellowship with you in Jesus' name. Our prayer meeting out at Prayer Mountain today is going to be conducted by my granddaughter, Hannah. Brenda will be back, too, from a trip she's made, and she may share some things. I don't know, but Hannah, yes, had the call upon her. She sensed that she was to lead the prayer. And yesterday evening when we went out to dinner, Shelley and Brenda and me, Hannah didn't go because she wanted to stay home and get things in her spirit right for today's prayer. So I know it's going to be really special. Now, it won't be online because, as I told you, our technical people are taking off for a holiday, and we can't do it without them. January, this is another thing I want to pray about. January, we are going on Inspiration TV Network with our broad Voice of Victory broadcast. I think it reaches all around the world, and it reaches into millions of homes. So, Father, in the name above every name, I pray now for our Inspiration TV broadcast. I pray, dear Lord, as they're working on them right now, we've already made the ones for January, but they're working on the technical part of it. Father, guide them, help them, help Kylie, help the editors, help everyone, Father, in Jesus' name. I do ask it. And, Father, for the monies, this is additional money that's, and we know it's nothing for you. We do claim all the funds to pay for our Inspirational TV broadcast. We do thank you for them coming in. We thank you for the funds for radio. We thank you for all the funds that you're bringing us. And, Father, we do know that some really big things are coming, and we're thankful for it. And we, in the name above all names, say to Satan, you cannot block it. So, my dear, 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 dear brothers and sisters, I just thank you so much for joining us. It seemed like we had a whole lot of voices coming on today. And may you have a very, very Merry Christmas. And, Father, in the name above all names, please, please give an extra blessing because they join us in united prayer. Lord, it is a blessing to pray united prayer. It's a blessing to have these dear ones, these people. In the name above all names, may their families know absolutely no harm during Christmas. All travel to be under the hands of God, under the hands of angels, under the blood of Jesus. And Father, in the name above all names, Istor Makaya Nicolodonde, Ivracho Nicoladino, and Befratania. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And thank you, dear, dear friends. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, and be blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Shalom.